Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 28, we were talking about the trials that we will experience as we grow in our Christian life. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It just reminds me of 1 Samuel 14, when Jonathan, his armor-bearer, went in and defeated the army of the Philistines by themselves. And Saul, with his army, decides to follow up, and he says, nobody can eat, or you'll surely die. Well, Jonathan didn't hear it, so Jonathan eats a little bit, and he's revived, and then so does his other people, and then they get to eating the meat with blood and all that, and just really was wrong. See, here Saul again, he's saying, I'm not going to do that, but then they talk him into it. See, Saul was talked out of not putting Jonathan to death, and those that had eaten the food, not putting them to death. So now, he's not going to eat, but then he's talked into it. He is a finger in the air to test the wind, which direction it's blowing, kind of a leader. It's not a genuine leader. Pastors are to be followers of Christ, not the whims of man. They're not to put their fingers in the air and to see, what are people doing today? Which way are they going? Which way is, what do they want to do? Oh, they're using this kind of music. Oh, they're using that Bible version. Oh, these standards are out the door now, and they're allowing this. And so they go that way. They put their finger in the air and go at the people. Although at one time, the very things they allow, they preached against from the Bible. And so, my friend, we see that it happens over and over today. And what a shame that is. Well, we've just looked at this chapter of defeat in the life of Saul, a man who had been appointed by God to lead his people. And whether you're consider yourself a good Christian, you might be a carnal Christian. We all have our trials. We all have those tests that prove the mettle of our stand. But why? Why do these things come? May I submit first, trials come to prove that we must always trust God throughout our entire lifetime. If you don't understand this, you better understand this now. The sooner you learn it, the better. We never arrive in this life. We don't make that point, oh, I know all there is to do. I'm an expert now. I know how to handle anything. Here's a couple that lived together in marriage. Retires. All things could be faced in life, they're faced, it seems like. There's nothing new that can hit them now. Now, although we know one day we'll die, many are not ready for the body to begin to break down slowly. I still feel, as a young person in my mind, I don't feel like I'm old. But your body begins to break down. Some are told they're terminal. Some of you will face losing a mate if you aren't the first one. One of the most fearful realities that face people as they get older, cancer, Alzheimer's, dementia. Most all of us find out what the old timers used to call the misery in my back, or the misery in my leg, or the misery in my hips, and boy, wherever, it's true. I've told people when I turned 50, I realized that I would have an ache in my body every day. When I turned 60, I realized that it would only intensify every day. And that seems to be the way it goes. You won't have the strength. You're older now. You're limited. If you're still a working age, who will hire you? Then there'll be hospital, medical, perhaps rest home. That life savings, all that that you laid up for retirement, boom, it's gone. I've witnessed that many times over the years. People very well-to-do thought they laid up well for retirement. And a few of those medical things emptied all they had. Now, aren't these wonderful thoughts? See, you depended on these things for retirement, but you really did not depend upon them or know about what you should know for life to wind down this way. Friend, that is God's way of letting us know He must be trusted to the last dying breath. When we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, He was Lord. We are servant. He is head. We are submissive. He is father. We are child. Therefore, you are not your own. You've been bought with a price, the blood of Jesus Christ. And so God lets us know that even to death, that first time experience, and when it's your own death, you just trust Him completely. I can remember a man laying on a deathbed. I thought maybe he's doubting his salvation. He said, "No, Pastor, I know I'm saved. There's no doubt there." He says, "But I don't know that my children will take care of my wife once I die. I don't know how responsible they are." I made this statement to him, and I had never thought of it before. You know, sometimes God gives you things. You know it's from God because you really hadn't thought about it. And I said, "Well, you did trust Christ for your salvation, didn't you?" And he said, "Well, yes, I did." Well, if you can trust Christ for your salvation, can't you trust God to take care of your wife? You know what's funny? Is that's been over 20 years ago. That lady is still living. And he's been with the Lord all those 20-some years, and the Lord has taken care of her. Point is this. What has been our trust may be removed. There's Samuel in verse 3. We're told about him, how it says, "Now Samuel was dead." Well, that's just straight out. Great prophet of God just simply says, "Now Samuel was dead." He's probably one of the top five of all the Old Testament, but he's dead. God removed Samuel. But there was something about this death. And something about this story to prove something. Saul was leaning on God's man, not God, for strength. Now, my friend, as a pastor, let me just warn you, do not lean on a pastor, an evangelist, or some what you consider great Christian author. Because you're in for a letdown and a fall if you do that. Those men represent God. They may carry the Word of God, and they may deliver the Word of God. But when their personal assessments get in, sometimes they make the wrong assessment. God always, always, 100% of the time, always leads in the path of righteousness. In Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2, we see this. "I will lift up mine eye unto the hill, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." My friend, if He could speak these worlds into existence, as Psalms 33 teaches us, I think that you ought to be able to trust Him with your problem, whatever it is. In Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5, we read this, "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." Now, do you see that this is a progression, a process of growth? patience. Okay. You have the tribulation. And you trust God and wait through it all. That's patience. You just keep doing what you're supposed to do, even though the problem is there. But after you've gone through it, then you can look back and you've got an experience that may prepare you to help others when they go through the same things. And experience hope. Because now you can also show the peace and the counsel does come from God in those times of trial. And so hope, when you've taken His counsel, that make it not a shame. Because His love is shed abroad in your heart. And so we see that coming out. It is God's power of His Holy Spirit through the Word. It's by that that we endure our trials, not the counsel of men, the counsel of God. In James 1:12, blessed is man that endureth temptation. When he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Now, enduring temptation. Now, a lot of times we think of the word temptation as being tempted to do sin. That's not the idea here. This is going through the trial. Your trial might be some type of a physical malady, some kind of an affliction. It can be the attacks of men. And, oh, you're going through great trials. It can be in your home. It can be an attack of depression. So many things, but you just keep on doing what you're supposed to do. You keep in the Word. You stay faithful to God's house. You stay faithful to the Word. And you just keep on. And you endure. And God says there's a crown of life to you for that. Because it proves, just like Abraham getting ready to come down on Isaac with that knife, it proves you love him because you endure. You see, love, if it's true, if it's a true love for God, it will endure. It endures in righteousness. And it shows that what love we have is a true love. Trials are opportunities to prove our faith and love in Jesus Christ. However, that must be a living and a growing faith until the day we die. Trials come not only to prove our faith, but secondly, trials come to reveal the true man. Understand, Saul was tested all along the way. Let's just look at his testings on a little trip back here through 1 Samuel. In 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 11 through 14, we see this test. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.